Starty 83, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I have a friend of mine on again today. Always love talking to him. Everywhere he goes, he puts a smile on people's face because he has a smile on his face. And he is impacting young people's lives in a big way, as well as a key part in leadership in our community. And I love this guy, Nigel Sims. He's the leader and founder of National Young Leaders Institute. And Nigel, how are things going in your life? What's God doing today?
Melissa, I am blessed. Thank you so much for having me. God is doing so many amazing things in my life and through my life, so I'm just so appreciative of that. And once again, thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. What is National Young Leaders Institute about? I know we've talked before, but someone might not have caught that. I want to know what God's doing there.
Yeah, so what stirred the heart of our leadership team today, only 9% of young people are biblically engaged that they open up their Bibles. So National Young Leaders Institute, our whole goal and our objective is, how do we enter into the world of our young people and their interests and use that as a doorway to share the gospel? Also, we focus on middle and high schoolers. So how do we also use this as a doorway for them to start imagining life after high school, through careers, through trades, so a holistic approach around our young people.
Well, you're doing a great job of engaging them and equipping them for their future, and appreciate your work there. So I thought it was really appropriate, again, talking about young people, investing into them for the future, but part of that comes from the history and the past. I think it's important for us to know the history behind Black History Month. What is your heart about Black History Month, Nigel?
Every time I hear about Black History Month and here in the context here in the United States, it really speaks volumes. I'm kind of reminded of how the Lord instructed Moses in Israel, don't forget where I brought you from. Remember to tell the younger generation what I've done for you. And here in the context of America, we really get to see what the Lord has brought us from. So it's so important that we tell our younger generation about Black History Month and just the beautiful and the ugly.
Yes.
But also just through the grace of God that we made it through. We only come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. That's a song that my granny used to sing to me.
So
what I think of Black History Month. It's just so important because, once again, hopefully everyone knows this is a celebration for everyone.
Yes.
For everyone, but especially for the body of Christ, because God so desperately wants us to be unified.
Amen.
He prays that prayer in John chapter 17 that we all be unified, just like Him and the Father is unified. Galatians chapter 3, I believe, is in verse 28, where it says, there's no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. So Black History Month also talks about what we shall be, one in Christ Jesus. So Black History Month, there's a line that connects to the gospel there.
I think that's great. Boy, you just wrapped that up in a nutshell. What that is, why it's important for us to know about it, because our history does involve what our future is. And a lot of that is, yes, there was pain in the history. Yes, there were some difficult things that were horrible even, but we don't want to live there and stay there. We want to say, how can we get past that? We want to move forward and give young people hope for the future. People of color, young people of color that know that they're is hope and anything is possible. And you're doing a great job, Nigel, of investing into young people to let them know that their future is bright. We thank you for that, my friend.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for having me on. And thank you so much with Starry 83. You guys are such huge advocates for the gospel. So I appreciate for your friendship and also being a supporter of what we do through National Young Leaders Institute.
Amen. And we always will be. If you want to know more about National Young Leaders Institute, it's on my Conversations link, and even more about Black History Month at Star883.com. Just click on Conversations. 883.com.